The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the 117th semi-annual homecoming fair. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the Worst Little Podcast. Over here to my left is my good buddy Nick Ramirez. But unlike every other week in the last most of the year, Chewy's back! Chewy's front! Who cares? Chewy's here! And so is the band the Jets stole home!
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass!
Oh, that intro was a sea of clipping. I love it.
You clipped the fuck out of that one, Rory.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're excited, man. Fucking ready to podcast.
Sorry, we tested it beforehand, but I didn't realize how hard I was going to get thinking about Chewy back.
We will broadcast that clipping because it's more important the energy of what you're saying.
Yeah.
The clipping is part of the experience.
But don't hurt.
Yeah, the audience doesn't even know what we're talking about. They're all,
don't hurt their ears.
Fuck is clipping.
That's why we don't talk about that.
Please don't hurt them, Ricky. Hammer.
Ricky, don't lose that number. Ricky
My friend Hammer. Said the show was funny, but it's not so far.
The Ricky Hammer. Chewy's going to get that. Chewy's back in studio.
I could show you my
Chewbacca.
Meat cudgel.
I'm literally
studio
in the studio.
B.
Meat cudgel.
Whoa.
Mojo Jojo. I don't know what you're talking about. Mojo's in the background laughing like a monkey.
It's Mofo Jojo, right?
Mofo Jojo. Yeah, Mofo Jojo. Whatever.
Whatever.
She's still just an intern. It doesn't count anyway.
Right, we haven't even quizzed her yet.
I just met her, probably the best intern we ever had.
Well, have fun hanging out
you
in the back
just
with her.
Think she's hot. Rick.
Oh, I'm very professional.
And married. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And his wife is so pretty.
She is so
pretty.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, I mean, that has nothing to do with Mofro or whatever her name is.
Novelty. That's so true. Has nothing to do with novelty.
But I'm always shocked.
That's a better name because
Chewy.
Of her huge afro.
All right, wait. Stop everything.
Hold up.
Chewy.
Yeah.
Welcome back. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks.
Fuck, nice Chewy's
to be
here.
Home.
How's not being at work?
It's so great.
What have you been doing?
I've been settling back into home life and stuff and enjoying summertime in Reno. It's gorgeous. Glad to be home.
And how is the youngling?
Beautiful and funny. Little sassy.
Looking.
How old again?
My daughter's 3.5.
Thank you.
Were you talking about her or my wife?
I was talking about your child, 3.5. They're all kind of funny looking.
No, mine's gorgeous.
Perfect.
Yep. I've seen
perfect
pictures.
Perfect as a single rose.
Yep. Yeah. It's true. Chewbacca is
a bit of a doofus.
Good breeder.
She's cute. I don't like it when girls pee on me. I don't.
That's not how it works, bro.
But that does happen when you have a toddler.
Well, you know what? That is really honestly the only girl that ever peed on me. That's all right.
And welcome back, my friend.
Dude, me too.
Fucking A.
It was a long time ago. Thanks. Good to be back, guys. Wish I could see you, but I'm over here in Rick's room with his weird...
I find it insulting that on your first show back, you're not here in the main studio.
This band is huge, though.
I get it.
Wait, the drummer is not in this room?
No, he's downstairs.
Right. Oh, the drummer is already.
Two guitarists,
it's no big deal.
A bass player,
but still,
singer,
we have a drummer. Seat is with us, Rick.
But we have a foot less space than we had at the old house. It's just enough to fuck us out of Chewy being in that room.
I'm the foot that got cut out of the deal.
Well, and Jamie bailed too. She was like, yeah, there's no room for me.
Are Chewy's
the only true professional?
Is Chewy still wearing his shoes?
Yes.
Well, you don't have much to complain about.
Yeah. Rick's not wearing his pants.
Nobody has clothes in here either.
My meat cudgel's out.
As always, I'm just wearing the bow tie.
I always thought you guys were joking
about
Rick
one,
having
Rory.
His pants on.
I like
on
that
here.
One you wore this week. That's a nice bow tie.
Thank you.
Now he's staring at his Morrissey poster jacking off.
And there's your clip, Rick.
That was the gayest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, well,
that was so gay.
The gayest
Rick
thing I've ever seen.
You take gay sex and mix it with Morrissey. Oh my god, it's pretty gay.
Yeah. So. Well, and the older he gets, the more it's like creepy behind the whipping shed daddy porn.
I was looking at my porn list and I was all, some of these titles make me sound like a freak. You know,
Rick, let's rewind that.
You might want to beep that out in post.
There'll be a great session. There'll be a great like whole porn, and there'll be like a good scene or two. But then the title is something horrible, like hardcore piss prison. Like, I'm really not into that.
Yeah,
it just has a good scene
I know what you're talking about.
You know,
not at
so,
all.
Yeah,
they ruined the heart of that
fisting
film.
In Fort Lauderdale
with the title. They could have called it something nicer.
It has a lot of story. It's important. I cry.
There's
prison
and piss. And, I mean, these are things we all have to deal with.
Amen. Amen.
Let's hope not.
Well.
Frisco
fisting. Piss, yes, every day, but not prison. Any day.
Oh, boy. Well, hey, this is
dirty cocksucker.
Wow, Riku. Right.
This is a great start to the show.
Yeah, Chewie's here.
Yay, Chewie's
God,
here.
I missed him so bad.
Yeah. I did nothing of... Did I do anything of consequence? Oh, I saw a movie. Would you like to hear a movie review?
Hey, I saw the same movie. Let's go. Let's
okay,
see what we
we're
both
Nick
of it.
And Rory movie review time.
All right. Let's go.
This is just like Siskel and Ebert. I wonder which one of you is going to die of brain cancer.
Rory, tell me what you thought.
I got $5 on Nick.
He's older. He's closer.
Well, you know, I also recently saw the first Jurassic Park on Wednesday. And I thought that's what you were going to talk about. I have a recent comparison. Well, I saw Jurassic World, the brand new one.
You saw
on
the other
Sunday.
One on a big screen?
No, at home with my daughter for her first time. Because
I think they played it or something at some of these Fandango
Very possibly.
Things.
I saw it at home with my daughter for her first time on, like, Thursday. And then I watched the new one
Did
on
Did she
Sunday.
Love it? Did Riku love it?
Oh, yeah.
I did love it.
Oh, she thinks they're cool as hell, of course. What's not
Dad,
to like? She's nine.
They're great.
And they're dinosaurs, right, honey?
Right. Check out the dinosaurs.
Honey, sit up. Sit up. Don't lean over like that.
Did she like it or did she
hate it? No. Roll over on your side if you're going to lay down. Okay, good girl. She really liked the first one, of course, and got flinched, and it was scary, creepy. And we went and saw the big one. We saw it in 3D, and my official review is it is a nice, giant helping of cliche movie tropes with a nice dollop of meh on top.
Oh, that's awful.
It's a completely different plot,
but it is the same
effing
movie.
It's just a ride, man. You get on the ride.
Yeah, no, and it was fun for what it is.
You put your glasses on, and it's coming at your face, and it's all super fun.
I paid the $70 for the movie and snacks and a wonderful day out for all that.
$70?
For the look on my daughter's face and the hanging out time with my girlfriend.
F and A.
Yeah, we all got treats.
My daddy is the best.
We walked around, and oh yeah, no, I blew a chunk of my paycheck and child support on it, but that's what it's for, right?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, that's what
you don't pay
child support.
No, you have the child.
I get child support.
Oh,
that's right. No,
spend it on the kid.
Nice.
And then I spend my money to do it with her too.
What?
No.
Man, dude, that's sick, Rory.
Wow.
You guys sullying a wonderful day out with my girl. No,
Jurassic Park was awesome, dude. I saw it.
I
had a total blast with my girlfriend. And
so you have no complaints.
She got scared and stuff. But we didn't spend $70 on it. So I could see where it wasn't so good, bro.
Yeah, you guys didn't like buy snacks and Slurpees.
No,
and
we
all
bought snacks,
either.
But we also brought in our own sodas
right.
from the store because, you know.
I like him and
beyond the law.
You're part of the
problem. Before
I crush
Riku with
the
realities of life,
I still buy popcorn
and
support.
I like to occasionally indulge her and give her the full movie experience.
Yeah.
I lost a shoe.
When she's 14, 15, and I'm telling her to get her own fucking job or do more babysitting, you know, then I'm not going to buy her all that shit. But when she's little, I will.
I'm tripping balls.
I guess it's teasing in a long-term conditioning kind of way.
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
But having seen the old one, did the old one look fakey and old and the new one look amazing and special effects were awesome?
The special effects were better in the new movie. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, it's
but
20 years later.
I gotta
be
say, the old one didn't look that bad. It really holds up. The
fucking
puppetry
rad.
And crap and, yeah.
Puppetra.
Puppetra. No, it was the first one. Did not look bad. It was cheesy and dated because of the way movies are edited between then and now. You know what I mean? Like it the flow was different, but it still had its good scary parts. That first time Clever Girl pops through and you know and like it gets you. Whereas I had none of those moments in the new movie.
And in the new movie, you get a super close-up. They're all petting a dinosaur and shit. You didn't really get that in the first one. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Where there's some real good detail.
I love
shit.
A good dinosaur petting
you,
scene.
You buy it. You buy it. You know, like, at least in 3D, you buy it. I don't know. Maybe it'll look faker when it's
one
in
thing left
dimensions,
out
but...
of the movie, discussions of what happens when they poo. There was no dinosaur excrement to be seen anywhere.
Nobody
and frankly, I've gone to places with camel rides and elephant rides and horse rides.
Are these things code for something?
There's just some things you don't talk about. You know, you only got what 120 minutes of fucking.
We have a phone call
dazzling
right now.
You got any
phone call?
Shit,
you got dinosaur poop movies on your computer
right now? To Mr. Greg Golden,
ask him if he's seen
Greg Golden of the Greg Golden Band and Bizarre Guitar and Guns.
He's got more stuff to do than watch dinosaur poop.
No, ask him if he's seen Jurassic Park.
Yeah, we'll get before we get into anything.
When you get into it, though, okay?
No, before.
Hello.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
Greg Golden. This is Rory Dowd of the Worst Little Podcast. How are you, my friend?
Hey, pretty good, man. How you doing?
Great, great. Welcome to the show. I do have a quick question before we get into anything. I want to help you settle something that's going on in the room here. Have you seen the new Jurassic Park yet? The Jurassic World movie?
I have not.
He has not. Okay.
Chewie was right.
Do you have plans to go see it?
We would go see it, sure. I like that kind of stuff.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Then we're not going to say anything. We're giving a quick little
on-show
review. So no spoilers for you, my friend.
A little segue.
Did you guys like it, though, or no?
We're split decision on that. Split decision.
No kidding. One thumb up, one thumb down.
But everybody loved the effects.
Loved the effects, absolutely. So, hey, welcome to the show. What do you got going on, my friend? You're a busy man. You have bands. You have shops. You play shows in and out of town. What do you got going on?
That's brewing right now. What's that?
What do you got going on right now?
We're playing this Friday night. We're playing at the Crystal Bay Hotel at North Shore, Lake Tahoe. Mm,
excellent.
And then Saturday, we're doing a CD release party, the new CD we just did, at a new place called Mummers. Used to be the old Alley and Sparks.
Oh, yeah?
And my friend went through and renovated it, and it's kind of a new club. It's only been open for about 2 weeks, and we have a bunch of people that are going to that. It'll be a packed-out house Saturday. We're hoping we can get more people to go to it.
Renovated.
What's that called again? Mummers?
Mummers. It's on Victorian Avenue across the street from the Sparks Nugget.
Right. Yeah, I know we're all quite familiar with the location there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sparks
Alley?
Party Central.
I've played there a million times over the years with Chuck Ruff Group and my band before with different members and stuff, and should be a great show, a great night.
Awesome. Well, what's the inside look like now?
You know, I haven't even seen it really, but they cleaned up, they retiled everything, they redid the bathrooms, redid everything in there. I'm not really sure what to expect.
Thank God.
Well, there's a lot that could have used retiling, wallpaper.
Still a nice smooth countertop.
Yeah, they went through all that stuff. Yeah, they put a bunch of money into that.
Excellent. All right. Well, hey, we'll have to send somebody to check that out. Get an intern.
Yeah, go over to Sparks.
You're here in town, right?
Oh,
We're in Reno now.
Yeah, we are in Reno. We're not in Sparks anymore. Oh, but we're right here in the Washoe Valley. Yeah.
You guys should come in here, man. We're playing. Max Volume Band plays 7:30 to 8:30. We go on at 9 o'clock and play till 1.
Hey, Maxie. Good friend of the show.
Sexually.
Yeah, no kidding. one of my good buddies over the years.
Exactly. So, yeah, no, you guys have played a lot together. How long have you known Max?
I've had my store 41 years, and I met Max probably 35 or 36 years ago.
And how long has the Grey Golden Band been happening?
The different configurations, but since 2009. But I used to play with the Chuck Ruff Group, and I've had many different groups. I used to play with Floyd Rose, who invented the Floyd Rose tremolo system back in the 70s. I've had bands over the years always, and played with Chuck for many years and stuff, and then formed my own band probably, 5-6 years ago, and Chuck passed about 4 years ago. And anyway, so different guys and so forth, but I have an incredible band, and both of my lead singers are former Montrose frontmen, former Montrose singers.
Ronnie Montrose, nice.
Yeah. Yep.
Very cool.
Very cool.
In fact, the Paul Holgate, who I wrote a song in 2013 called Long Way Home and put the music to it and stuff, and Paul added the vocals and the words, and we weren't sure what to do with it. We weren't going to come out with an album or anything, so we put it on YouTube, and it went, it's gone crazy. It has 3.65 million views. And,
wow.
2 years and up. And it got us signed by, we had a lot of record companies contact us, and we signed with Premier Records, and they helped us out for a year, and the contract ran out. And Frank Cannon from Tesla,
right.
Guitar player from Tesla, he's like a little brother to me. He's one of my best friends, and I played with him last year a whole bunch of times, different shows from the Frank Cannon band, and did some shows this year. And
nice.
I played with him actually 3, 4, or 5 years ago, too. But anyway, he's always been a friend and wanted to do some projects and stuff, so he produced my record, and I took 9 originals. We did one cover. We do Man on a Silver Mountain by Ronnie James Dio.
Sure.
We do that cover.
Oh, nice.
I have 9 originals, and Randy Scholes, who was the last singer of Montrose, sang 7 of the songs. And Jeff Sandoval, who is the lead singer for Frank Cannon Band, sang 2 of the songs, and Frank Cannon himself sang 1 of the songs. And the CD is killer, and my band is really great, man. I got the right fun. I got the right players and the right
combination. Where did you record it at?
Really, really doing good.
Where did you record that at?
Frank Cannon's Red Hawk Record Studio in Cameron Park, California.
Oh, okay. Out of town. Okay.
Yeah.
Frank produced it all. And in fact, like I said, Frank did some backup vocals, lead vocals, all keyboards,
nice.
And then all production stuff. And he was just, he really, really helped me a lot. And we did over a period of like 6 weeks, we put it all together. I had written the songs previously. He helped me with some of the words. The rest is history. We're going to do another record in November.
Nice.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, I want to ask you something. So you've been based out of Reno doing this music, being a part, having a music store here.
Bizarre Guitar.
For 40 plus years. How much longer were you? And you've been based out of Reno this whole time, or Reno Sparks?
Correct. Yep.
So you have undoubtedly been instrumental, at least to, helping young musicians get their grubby hands on instruments to play. But, you know, you've been a part of shaping and seeing the scene go on for the last 4 decades. What do you think? Where's it at right now? What's the status report from your eagle eye view?
The overall music scene?
Yeah. What's your take on what's happening with Reno musically
now? Kind of fat shape, and a lot of it, there's a lot of factors, really. But one of the factors is people, and I say, like, young kids and stuff want instant gratification to you pick up an instrument. You know, I don't know how many tens of thousands of hours I put into the practicing and playing and different things, and it's not something that I ever expected to be, you know how to do anything overnight. A lot of kids pick up the rock band and instant gratification. Oh, I can play, you know, I can play this. I've had actually parents come in and say their son is like the world's best, you know, on Rock Band, and come in and buy a guitar.
Right,
only to be disappointed because
right.
they don't know how to do anything. It's
because,
like,
he knows how to play, you know, Simon, not play a musical instrument.
Right. It's like, you know, charades almost. But anyway, you have some of that, and then there's less and less attention for music in the schools. Like, school programs have been cut or non-existent. Less places to play because everything's expensive. And then, of course, you know, you have the situation where there's a lot of bands that should be in the garage that shouldn't be out playing. So you have different things. So you have people that go out to see a band, and they're just horrified at how terrible the band is. And the bar owner can only see that, hey, the band didn't charge me to play. Yeah, the band's terrible, but they didn't cost anything. So you have all those, you know,
But they're
situations.
Nice, and their friends didn't break anything. Let's book them again.
Right, and so therefore people get tired of seeing, you know, BS, what they call music, and, you know, I mean, everybody's got to start somewhere, but I know how many years I spent in the garage before I ever came out to want to do anything. But it's just more than that, too. It seems like there's less and less people that go to, you know, concerts. Look, when's the last time you went to a Battle of Bands? When I was a kid, they had a Battle of Bands every month.
True that.
You know, and we never would miss one of those. I used to work construction to try to get enough money to buy a fuzz tone or a wah pedal or a new guitar or anything, you know, just to have...
What? And
because it was so important.
That one specifically, too, you know, I've noticed that, too. And I've kind of, in my head, I've always kind of tied it to, you know, it's kind of been with the death of radio. You know, radio stations used to really sponsor that, as, you know, radio's kind of been dropping off the map since, you know, in the last, you know, 10 years between satellite and digital download.
Good point.
They don't have that budget anymore to pursue that, or, you know, or haven't decided to go after it.
Yep. It's true. There is less radio and stuff. But, you know, I still advertise with My buddies at KOZZ and Max Volume and stuff. And
a lot of stations, they do what they can with what they got.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you know, KOZZ's actually played, you know, our songs on some of their featured shows and stuff, and we're doing pretty good with that. And anyway, you know, we do what we can to just keep it going, and I just kind of concentrate on myself. But yes, there's less guys playing, there's less places to play, there's less interest. Although you got to credit it, wherever we play, and I'm fortunate, I have a very good nucleus here in Reno. I mean, most of the times we've played at the Alley and the different venues, we've had 400 or 500 people in almost every show.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I've caught you a couple times. It's always a packed house.
All right, now we got, you know, this year we have a brand new band. I've got killer bass player, killer drummer, two absolute phenomenal singers, and rhythm guitar player, myself and stuff, and we've been practicing, you know, 15-20 hours a week for this whole last couple of years, and then with Frank Hannon's help and everything, we've had some really good luck and some good results.
Excellent. So, all right, again, you're going to be up at Tahoe on Friday night. Oh, where's that again?
Crystal Bay. It's the Crystal Bay Hotel in North Shore. They have a Doors tribute band. In fact, the guy actually took over for Jim Morrison when he died. Real popular Doors. They're playing earlier, and we're playing the after party from 12 to 2. But what's cool about our gig is the first set is going to feature Paul Holgate, who is a singer that replaced Sammy Hagar in Montrose. And then the second set is Randy Scholes, who is the last singer for Running Montrose Band. Both those guys are my singers.
Right.
So we divide it up and we'll do four or five Montrose tunes and we'll do our whole record.
Ask him if he knows Running Montrose.
That's going to be a pretty great show.
All right, I've been handed a couple of questions by the crew that they want me to ask you. Do you have a few more minutes?
Sure, anything.
Are we good?
You bet, man. I'd love to do this.
Okay, super.
Has he played with Montrose? Ask him.
Have you played with Montrose before? Nick Ramirez wants to know.
I have not, but when I had the store, but see, here, check this out. So my drummer for many years was Chuck Ruff, who was the original drummer and Edgar Winter. And, of course, Montrose was the lead guitar player for Edgar Winter, and so was Jerry Weems. He took over for Ronnie Montrose. Jerry Weems worked for me. Chuck Ruff was the manager of my drum shop. And I did bands with Chuck for a lot of years. And so, no, I've never played with Ronnie. I've sold him guitars and fixed his guitars and a lot of different things. I've done a lot of stuff with Frank Hannon, though, from Tesla. I'm fortunate to be asked a whole bunch of different times to play, and I have a lot of his
things. Yeah, yeah. All right, let's see. Another question I got here. People say that big stores like Guitar Center put local shops out of business. How have you been able to make it succeed despite this? I mean, obviously, you're still here with us.
I wouldn't want to compete against me, knowing who I am, in anything.
Yeah. So, good answer.
I opened this store up in 1974. And I built that store with my bare hands and paid it off when I was 50 years old. I own that store. That land is store.
Congratulations, sir.
I worked for it. Yeah, it was hard work. I spent my whole life doing it, you know?
Goddamn right.
And so, you know, Guitar Center comes into town in 2007, and I've already been here, 33 years?
Yeah.
And they think they're going to put me out of business, so they spend, you know, a huge chunk of dough on advertising. They hire my help that left, so some guys that left, and got all my, try to get my contacts and got all the information and stuff.
Right.
And, I'll just say this, that nobody's ever put me out of business, number one. And two, you know, you just, smarter guys will seek out how to sell stuff. We're on the internet, we're on, we have website, we have eBay presence, we sell a lot of stuff on auction. Yes, I've kind of tailor-made my
covered
my
all your angles.
Yeah, to cover all the angles. Plus, I have a gun shop. I own a gun shop.
Oh, that helps. Wait, we're just store. Like
that. It's the guitar world selling guns.
That's just a little mind if I whip this out right there.
Yeah, yeah, it's all good.
While you're here getting your strings, why not have a gun?
As Chewy in the other room says, hey, while you're here buying your strings, why not get a gun?
It's really not like that. It's like having, we do most of our, I'd say 80% of my clientele in the gun shop is Arena Police, Sparks Police, Washoe County Sheriff,
sure.
Washoe County School District, the Paiute Indian Tribes, etc.
41 years, you build up all those connections too. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I've always been a gun enthusiast. I'm a great shot with a handgun, and those were my hobbies. Sort of start, you know, just wanting to buy and sell, and that's what I did, and get a license, and there you go. So I've diversified. So you're asking me how I've competed against Guitar Center and different things. Well, when they first came in, yeah, they made an impact on my business. Oddly enough, which I never thought would have happened, because no one can undersell me. The only time we get in trouble with the manufacturers is for underselling the big guys. That's the only time we get in trouble. If you come into my shop and you have a price from any store there is, and we'll know if it's a legit price, I'll beat it. End of story. So sometimes we get heat from the manufacturers. Oh, you're selling the stuff too cheap, et cetera, et cetera. But we've hung in there, and like I said, I would be the most fierce competitor. I was great in sports when I was a kid and boxing and stuff like that. I diehard competitor.
Nice. So
to me, it's a challenge. And if someone wants to challenge me, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for that challenge.
Sparks core.
Well, congratulations on that success there, too. Another question.
Yeah, I put a lot of work in over the years, you know?
No, yeah, you're an icon and staple, you know, not just the music scene or you know, with the shooting enthusiasts, but also the, you know, Reno merchants, you know, local folks who own their own shops. And
all right, cool.
That's become important in the last, you know, 10, 20 years, especially.
I've made a lot of friends over. They say you value what your lifetime achievements are by the friends. I have a lot of dear friends, and yeah. I'm really thankful for customers, friends, and fans, and everyone that I meet. And, you know, I'm a good guy, man. I treat people with respect. If somebody disrespects me, well, then be disrespected back.
You won't tell
them
you just rickrolled
them. You know what I mean? But I'm a good dude, and so you treat people right, and you have respect for them, and they have respect for you back as well.
Fuck yeah.
Right on. They also want to know your wife, Shauna Goldie Golden, has her own TV show. She's also one of our friends here in the media. How's that going over there?
She's exploded with her show. I can't even believe it. She, you know, she recently went to Los Angeles and interviewed a lot of rock stars that were down there for the Bonzo Bash, which is a celebration for John Bonham of Led Zeppelin, and different things. And they there's a series of things like around NAMM Showtime where they introduced the new products, and she just got back from Los Angeles just 2 weeks ago for Wendy Dio, who is Ronnie James's Dio widow.
Right.
And they had a bunch of stuff, and she interviewed all the stars there. And when she came back, and this is no joke, she had 1,500 friend requests a day.
Jesus Christ.
And obviously you can't get them all, but her page just went ballistic. So, yeah, she's doing really well.
Kudos.
She's got a lot of different things going on, and she works hard at her show and likes to do the interviews, and you know, you can have someone that's a great interviewer, and they can interview and ask you the questions that they want to be asked versus questions they don't want to be asked and stuff. So she's kind of a familiar face and a person that everybody likes, you know.
The power of the Widow Dio.
Well, we are going to have to wrap this up here. We do have a band in the studio that we got to get to and play a little music with. But Nick and I are both involved with the Nowhere Nevada film, me in a very small role. Nick, of course, is kind of been the brains behind a lot of the operation. And we just want to thank you very deeply with our big premiere, our public red carpet premiere coming up here in July. Thank you so much for letting us film over there at your store.
Star Sound.
Never
a problem, man. And I appreciate it very much. I saw the guy wearing the shirt, and everything is really cool, and everybody's been super nice. I love Reno. You know, that's just my hometown, and there's not much I wouldn't do to help bands, local merchants, whatever. I just want everybody to try to do well and do the best they can. You know?
And hey, if you're around for the premiere at the end of July here, please come around to any one of the events all weekend long. We're going to be showing it everywhere. We're going to have, you know, some press conferences, some big events. So please come on by. You're more than welcome to come and drop into anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Consider it done. And tell your boys to please come to that CD release party Saturday. They will love the band. The band, because we're just I'm not going to brag about the band, but if you see it, you won't believe it.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do about getting an intern out there or something.
All right, very cool.
Live report. Yeah, because you won't go.
Well, hey, thank you for coming to the show,
Greg.
Well,
it's hard because if you're
being on the show.
All right, thank you so much for interviewing you guys. I appreciate what you've done and appreciate all the interest in music. And like I said, anything that I can be involved with, I count me in. And again, thank you so very much. Have a great weekend, you guys.
Excellent, brother.
Thanks, Greg.
You too.
Thanks, man.
All right, thank you so much, man. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Another Reno legend on our airwaves.
Dude, that was pretty excellent fucking interview. He came to play ball. I was really hoping that was going to be the case.
That was a good interview, Rory.
It was funny, though. I really liked when he was talking about not being disrespected and you Rickrolled him right when he was talking.
Oh, my God. That was fucking awesome. I was trying to press the ding, and I pressed all the buttons around it. I should not put the Rickroll next to the ding.
You did good. But it was a good interview, that's for sure.
Are you going to leave it in?
Well, we talked about it. I have to. Now.
It's really an answer to the quality.
I got to edit out everything.
Why don't you just apologize to Greg right now?
Greg,
listening.
For when you listen
it
later. I'm really sorry. That was a total accident. I was really listening. I was like going to go, ding, to kudos you on what you'd said. Like I had earlier. If you've already listened this far, but instead,
Rory's fat faggot fingers. Like,
shut up, homo. Right. I'll wrestle you and let you win, faggot.
I would love that.
What?
Come here, Nick. I'll show you.
Why don't we take?
Do you like it in your face?
Let's get to a fucking song.
Let's go do a song.
Oh, music.
Yeah, and then let's talk to the band. Oh, I love it. They're all looking at their
and
cell
we do
phones.
Have sponsors again. So,
should we just go to the sponsor right now?
If you want to.
Hey, so this next song is going to be brought to you by our sponsor.
Reno Carson Messenger.
I'll tell you what, if you need skip tracing, if you need a stakeout, if you need same-day service to anywhere in Churchill, Lyon, Washoe, or any county in Nevada, Reno Carson Messenger has your back, and they're going to get it there same day. Call Jono, call Stephanie, call Phil. They'll get it for you. It's 322-2424, Reno Carson Messenger Service.
RenoCarson.com.
Boo. All right. Are you going to set this up, or are you just going to just go into it?
We can set it up. I need to have my standby switch flipped.
Oh.
Mofo Jojo.
Mofo Jojo. Do I have to go do that? And I said, no, you don't have to do that.
What's the name of the song?
Fine.
Yeah.
The first song will
she
be
was
called,
on top of it, too.
There we go. It wasn't her fault. It was me. I told her not to do it because I don't want to hear your music because I think you guys suck.
Well, thank you.
hey, Rick, I'm trying to interview a band here.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, Greg Golden was talking about, like, oh, the band should stay in the garage, and that's we're one of them. You know?
Hey! That's what we like here.
I've seen you guys play now.
Dogwater Studios, state of the art.
Yeah.
A lot.
You guys play out all the time.
All the time.
What do you talk about?
What are you talking about, Willis?
We play a lot of garage.
That reference is too old for any of you.
Dude, his store is my age.
That means that store started when I was 3.
Damn, Rick, you're old.
I'm fucking old, I know. Jesus. Great store.
All right, Jet Stole Home. Let's hear it. What's his first song? Anyone want to say?
Well, the first one is The Further. Is what it's called. So
cool.
All right, here we
Josh go. Count it off.
Why do you see me? Why do we move? Take something, anything. You know, it's because of you. I can't sleep, I can't eat, I can't love, I can't fucking breathe. I can't even throw a big drum. Make no magic mind. See
Well, there you go.
No, you guys should not play in a garage because that would hurt somebody's ears.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, we just moved spots because we kept getting the cops called on us.
Yeah,
so.
There you go. Yeah.
Sure, it sounds much better in a huge hall, huh? Awesome here, but I can imagine, like, live in a hall, that music's big with fucking distorted guitars and, you know.
It's a little bit louder.
Yeah.
Right. And then you get the lights on. Where's the last place you play? Right?
The Knit. Yeah, I think it would have to be the Knit.
Nice. Where's the next place you're going to play?
The Knit.
Wow, look at you kids.
How about the place after that?
You get the hookup, huh?
We only have one show booked right now, and it's at the Knit. So
who you playing with?
Killswitch Engage.
Nice.
Cool.
Who'd you play with last time?
We predict a Riot on their CD release show and a couple of their local bands.
So when's the next show?
August 12th.
August 12th, okay.
Kenny Ballone from, what is that? He was in SOD, Stormtroopers of Death.
Yeah, speaking of Coach or Die.
He's totally like helping those guys, promoing those guys and shit. So if you like SOD... Not S-A-D, S-O-D.
I love S-A-D.
S-O-D.
It's fucking great.
That guy,
dude, that's music
is
of
totally,
my youth.
We predict a riot. He's got their back.
My youth.
So, and they're doing good things, too. Like, you guys play a lot of shows together with that band?
We played a couple. I think two or three, maybe.
I think three, yeah.
Yeah.
Just about three shows. We played The Ghost Inside, and then when the Alley had kind of like the Battle of the Bands competition type thing. And then just now with their CD release show.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
How long have you been playing together?
Sexually.
Yeah. You guys are in your 20s,
sexually.
Huh?
Yeah.
Y'all in your 20s.
Yeah. That gets kind of confusing because the Jet Still Home as a whole, we've been together for... Like,
the four of you.
The four
well,
of
there's five.
There's five of us.
Drummer's right. Not in the room with us.
Sorry, Josh.
Yeah. Sorry. You don't count because I smoke a lot of pot.
Whatever you guys.
Allegedly.
Out of sight, out of mind, whatever.
Yeah, that drum machine you guys have sounds amazing.
Is that one of those pedals on the floor?
Yeah, exactly.
We actually had a band do that. They brought their drummer in
a can.
Robot can.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It worked pretty well.
Yeah,
though.
It actually turned out fine. Show.
Well, they practiced to it, so it better.
Nice. We've been a band for about 3 years now. Coming up on 4 in October, I think.
So according to Greg Golden, you should just about be ready to leave your garage.
Yeah.
Almost. almost.
Yeah, he's like six
but,
more
years.
But hey,
semi-regular shows at the Knit, that ain't shabby at all. At all. Do you have a decent local following?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely say so. Yeah,
mostly
do people
chicks or smelly
outside
guys.
Of Reno know who you
smelly
are yet.
Yeah, smelly guys, yeah.
Smelly guys,
hands down.
That's my kind of show.
We've gone on like a couple like mini tours. Like we went to Chico. And
okay.
We played in Sac, and we've
done a couple shows in
San
Francisco.
Yeah.
Played some Long Beach. Right.
Yeah, are you big with the gays?
I've done my poetry in all those places too. I went on a tour and I did poetry in all those places too. Look how far it's got me.
Yeah.
That was 10 years ago. Now I have a podcast. It's like fake radio for the internet. Ha ha. Oh, boy. I'm just kind of reclumpton at a loss here.
Rick, do you have any technical questions for the band?
No.
Okay, so let's go around the room.
Let's just play another fucking song right now.
Yeah, do another song.
And then we'll do names.
Then we'll get to the voices so everybody knows who they're listening to.
Shit's dope.
Who we're talking to. And Riku.
Science Disaster.
Either. Disaster. Let's do Disaster.
Yeah, let's play Disaster.
All right. So this one's between Disaster and Atrocity.
Yeah.
Like your mom.
Dude, his drum
was really
just
rad.
Like a punch awesome. In the face the
rad,
whole time.
Dude. Damn.
That was awesome. Honey, go to bed.
What's wrong with meth?
Because you won't go to bed.
What's wrong with that?
Baby.
Hey. I should never allow her in a room with you and a microphone again.
It's got to hurt her ears, too. I mean... It's really loud metal on little ears.
Oh, yeah.
So let's get some names here. Starting from my left, we've got the lead screamer.
My name's Ethan.
Hi, Ethan.
Hi.
And the basser?
The basser. My name's Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy. Yep.
Kyle, guitarist.
Guitarer one, guitarer two.
Ryan.
And downstairs, man of no consequence.
The drum machine, Josh.
The drum machine. Your name is Josh.
Well yes, played. Well
it's
played.
Roland. No.
Not Marshall.
No.
See, I am. It's like
that's his last name.
Touchdown.
Roland Marshall.
Just yeah, kidding. I'm not a drum machine. I just get lucky. I just hit things. Sounds cool.
So we get Josh. Wow. Downstairs.
You're really just juggling the sticks. You're not trying to drum.
I'm not even using sticks. So.
They're all triggers.
All right. So, Rick, I think it's just time to just launch right into the quiz.
Oh, are you fucking serious? That would be so rad. Okay,
yeah,
we're going to launch right into that.
You guys do a quiz now?
Yeah. We added it to this set.
Yeah. So you know. Yeah.
It's a new
As
bit.
You wish, Mr. Dowd.
Hey, thank you. Finally. You're never on fucking time, you faggot. This is the worst little quiz in the world where I'm going to ask these fine young gentlemen a number of uncomfortable questions they probably don't want to answer on the internet and then judge them silently but really out loud with points at the end. Are you ready to play?
Yes. We're going to win.
They just erupted. Oh, they are. No, this is individualized. You're fighting against one another.
Oh, right.
This is a competition.
Never have I ever.
Well, we'll start off with a little softball.
The winner doesn't have to blow me.
Do we get blown?
Second
if we win?
Place. You know what number two gets. All right, we're going to start with Ethan. What was the first album you ever bought with your own money?
Green Day, Dookie.
Ah, respectable choice. Respectable choice. Jeremy.
Strong. Kind of answer.
Probably Brand New, Your Favorite Weapon.
Mm. Oh, Joe, Mofo Jojo likes that.
Joe likes
squeal.
That.
Of course he does.
So that gets us. And it lowers his points a little bit.
What?
Okay. Oh,
what a brand new lower. Oh, I'm out of here. Yeah.
He doesn't like when other people impress Jojo.
Oh, okay. He doesn't like Brand New.
Kyle?
On the reverse side of that, Taking Back Sunday, tell all of your friends.
Faggot.
Riku. It's a not a bad album, Riku.
How'd you know, Riku?
Jesus. God.
Oh, here's Fitzy.
What do you got?
Dude Ranch from Blink-182.
Nice.
Even I thought that was fairly respectable.
I see what kind of show
fairly
this is.
Fairly respectable.
And the Drum Machine, do they own records? Josh, what's your answer? What's the first album you ever bought?
I would say Hawthorne Heights, The Silence, and Black and White.
Oh, yeah. must his own bandmates laugh in ridicule.
You know, Teddy, the whole like band laughs and all this yeah, old people are all.
Everybody liked Hot Dog.
I like Hot Dog.
Why was that funny? I didn't even know about that.
I think it's funny because we weren't expecting that from our own generation. Yeah.
He's going to say something like heavy, you know, and he's like, Hawthorne Heights.
Probably a day to remember if you had asked that over.
Follow-up question. Here we go with Josh.
It's not as heavy as like Blink 182 or nothing, but
follow-up with Josh. What's the first rock show you ever went to?
Velvet Revolver and Hoobastank.
Nice.
Man.
Fitzy.
Incubus and the Deftones.
Nice. Deftones are
respectable.
That'll get a ding. That'll get a ding.
What the fuck? I didn't get a ding.
Yeah, you got a clown horn. Kyle.
AFI and Yellow Card.
Wow.
Yep.
Was awesome. That at Del Mar?
No, my friend had a free ticket. And I was like, yep.
That doesn't tell us where it was, son.
Oh, is that Lawler?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, here in Reno. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
my friend of the ticket.
Damn it, Kyle.
Oh, okay, that narrows it down.
Mine would have to be Blue Oyster Cult.
Blue Oyster Cult. Greg Goldenzahl.
Big win there.
This is going to sound really dumb, but mine was actually Blue Oyster Cult. Jeremy's lying.
Oh, bullshit.
No, mine really was Blue Oyster Cult and Creedence Clearwater Revisited.
So. Ah, yes.
Without
John Fogerty.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah,
unfortunately.
That takes a little away from the experience. But still, good score. Good score.
They had Jim Fogerty.
Blue Oyster Cult always comes here.
I just saw them.
Yes.
Do you know Marianne used to work for CCR Revisited for like 2 weeks? She had a seizure at work.
All right. Do you guys like science fiction?
Yep.
Okay, great. You're crashing. Spaceship.
Oh, shit.
Life pod. Fuck. You're the only pilot. There are only two seats. Your lover, your brother, your mother. Who goes with you? Who do you save? Ethan.
My mother. I don't have a brother or a lover, so.
May nice. Substitute best friend for
he said mother.
Either
I'd
of those.
Next.
Moving
go
on.
With my mom. I gotta have my mom.
I'd have to say lover. There's stuff that a lover can do that a brother can't.
And hopefully a mom,
that
you
that
fucking weirdo.
Absolutely false. I will take my brother.
Dang it.
There should be a point Fitzy. Award for getting that twice in one time.
Oh yeah, you're right. I should have.
You get
actually one more time and you get the multiplier.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Fitzy.
I'm a big mama's boy, so it's definitely
your mom.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And Josh,
that was a rad slot machine joke, dude. That
communist.
I'm also a huge mama's boy. I mean, my girlfriend did kill me if she heard this, so she's not going to, but it's gonna be my mom.
Hey, and girlfriend, he also says you're ugly. But not on the air. Oh, was I not supposed to mention that?
Things That's expressed why. On the Worst Little Podcast are not necessarily the views of Jet Stole Home.
Hey, speaking of girlfriends, Josh, the back door, entrance or exit?
Entrance.
Dirty birdie.
Hey, nobody
Fitzy.
Tell her.
Does it depend on how much alcohol is involved?
For you or her?
Yeah.
For you or her?
I think we know your answer. Next.
That's an entrance. That's and an entrance. Kyle.
Entrance.
Entrance.
Exit.
Exit only.
Well, thank God. Instagram.
At least one of them got it right.
Oh, man.
Bunch of whores.
bunch of butt-entering people.
That's right.
In all of history, Gross. Ethan, who would you start a fist fight with?
All of history?
All of history. Real people, no fictional characters.
That's a tough one. There's a lot of people I'd start a fist fight with.
Yeah, can we have a minute to like...
Yeah, think about this.
Well, the rest of you do, but not him.
Yeah, not him.
Does that include Jesus?
Know. What? You know what? It might be Jesus. I'm going to say that.
All right.
Is that borderline? Was he real?
Yes, there was a man of that name at that time in that area. It's like
let's talk
there's
about
a John time. Smith in Pittsburgh in 1962. Betcha. Okay.
He's as real as Socrates.
That's who I'd fight.
Socrates.
I don't know.
Right. Exactly, Rick.
I guess I'd have to say Hitler or something. Why not? You know,
popular answer.
Yeah.
Popular.
Actually, Family Feud, number one answer. Yeah.
Ooh, boom.
But unlike Hitler. Family boom. Feud, that gets you a lower score. We like unique answers.
Oh,
Kyle.
Shit.
Hitler, Schmidler.
Tom Cruise.
Nice.
Yes.
Would beat the shit out of Tom Cruise.
Heard that only once before.
Fuck those teeth up.
Fitzy.
So I'm a huge hockey fan. I've been a hockey fan since I was a kid. And there's one player that I've
Go on.
Hated for fucking ever. And his name is Jerome Iginla. God damn it. He started playing with Calgary back when I was a kid.
He's a doofus.
He fucked yeah, go Chewy. Our sports experts dude. Agree, God so me. You get a ding and a Chewy bump on that question.
Yep. Nice. Yep.
Thanks, Chewy.
Yeah, no problem.
What about
fuck
Josh? Josh
and Josh.
Fuck that cat.
Josh, all of history. Fist fight.
I don't really know.
Pussy. Aww.
If you say you wouldn't fight
just
anybody, you get zero.
The first thought, or Kyle, say Kyle.
The first thought in my head was Ethan.
Say Kyle.
Fuck your asshole, come on. Yeah. Bring it up here, Josh. Come on, let's go.
Shaw.
No.
Chara,
yeah.
Dude.
Oh, yeah, Chara.
Chara.
Do we get
that
an
dude,
answer?
That dude would stomp you.
What?
Yeah, Chara would beat your ass.
Can I just stick with Ethan?
All right, yes.
Yeah. Anytime you want to go, boo-boo.
Excellent Donnie answer. You get more points for being a member of your band. let's see. When searching the internet, as you might be wont to do, looking for inspiration, as you might be wont to do, what are your favorite keywords in your search to jerk? Josh.
So, you know, big tits, black chicks, Asian.
Run through the list, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say
prison rape.
He's reading all these right off his screen.
Right.
Josh, just going to the history
what,
of
are your,
babysitter.
What are your favorite keywords?
Probably girl on girl.
Okay.
Yeah. He didn't read that one.
Safe answer.
Nice. Very safe.
I'm going to go ahead and say dirty Latina maids.
Hey.
Thank you for giving us something.
Good
that we
answer.
All,
that's
we immediately envisioned
well,
it.
Especially you, Rick, because you are a maid.
And I know a bunch of dirty Latina maids.
And you love dirty
it's
Latinas.
It's hard to find any good, clean
Latinos,
Latina maid
porn. Yeah.
Fitzy likes the brown girls. So.
Yeah. Not to be confused with dirty Latina MILFs.
Yeah, right.
Which is awesome.
MILFs
are
next category
awesome.
Right
over.
I'm yeah. just like, saying, if you're a dirty Latina MILF, you got to get a real job, girl.
So those go hand in hand.
Borderline.
Or right hand, left hand.
Oh.
Not a fan of the stranger.
Really?
Not a fan of the stranger.
Oh. Well, that's
too impatient for that. I'm too impatient for that shit. It's a race, and I fucking finish first.
I was
going to
say,
I win every time.
I think we've hit our subject, man. These guys,
they like their porn.
They like this question.
All right, Kyle.
All right. Sometimes simple is better. Big boobies. Or
how old are you?
Dude, all right, hey, until you search it and then we'll talk. Big breasted beauties.
BBB.
BBB.
I am familiar with that.
Yeah.
I've heard of such things.
And unfortunately, BBW does not stand for big beautiful whores.
Damn it.
I don't know. I guess I'd have to say reality. You know, you put in reality or amateur. That's it.
Amateur.
That's the ticket.
You like the creepy little
just
night view cam.
You want real shit.
Somebody's bedroom. Not,
exactly.
Not all like, posturing.
I feel like
and
amateur
bullshit.
Is dangerous.
Now, how do you
people
you,
actually
all
fuck?
Right,
you got some scary
terms a lot
there.
Of that is couple or point of view stuff, correct?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's
sure,
just,
sure.
How do
yeah.
you feel about it when it's obviously the third person who's just grunting into the camera microphone? Oh.
I just have to say good for him.
So, basically, anything that was shot with a camcorder is... what you're
that's
looking
it.
For.
That's
a GoPro.
It.
Just,
yeah.
A GoPro.
GoPro. Perfect.
GoPro.
Perfect.
They make that shit in HD now.
Yeah,
so it's
totally.
Confusing.
First
Go porn.
that's
well,
going
like,
to happen.
I don't like a whole lot of production value in porn, so like, what's that?
Are you in it for the plot?
No. What's
did
that?
Did you say chicks with dicks?
Yeah.
No, what's
I like that going to that was a porn Emmys convention.
You
can
read the articles.
Can I talk?
Sorry.
What's that? Check Streets? Is that what it's called? Where you go and they just like... pick a random girl off the street.
Oh, because
you're a cab
bang
driver.
Bus.
Wow. Bang
I am
bang
a cab
bus.
Driver.
Ethan is a
bang
cab driver.
Bang bros.
I'm a cab driver.
So like hidden cam stuff. Yeah.
Bang bros.
Do you really that's don't think that's set up? Come on.
I mean,
of
it's obviously
it's
set
fake,
up.
Fake, but I don't care.
Exactly.
Okay,
right.
Rick. I didn't know you watched
so wait,
that.
Wait. So to correct.
There's guys in it.
So wait, so
there's
just to clarify,
gay bang bus.
He is in it.
There's
for the
guys
plot.
Even in straight.
Yeah,
there we go. I like the plot.
Well, really, when it comes to the fact that you can film anything, anywhere, anybody doing anything, it does become about what scenario do you like to get to your end?
Exactly.
That's too much thinking.
So you do like the plot.
You need help setting for your finals? Get in my van.
I'll give you $800. That'll help you study.
You don't need to worry about that when you're up for anything. You know, you just look on it and you're all right.
Yeah. I'll help you pay for your books.
Where are my binders? Oh, yeah, we toss those.
That's way too much work.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the gay version of Bang Bus is really good, too.
The age and circumstance of losing your virginity. Ethan, go.
Well, I was a late bloomer, so...
That's all right.
21, I think.
Nice.
22, damn. Maybe. I don't
was
know,
it
21.
Somebody special or just some whore?
No, I was fucking hammered.
Yeah.
Okay. She just came over and drank.
Did she take you by the hand and go, like, fuck you? Or did you, like...
We were both hammered, and
you're
I don't
both
really...
legit.
You don't really remember it?
I don't really remember, no. I mean, I dated her, like, a year after that, but...
Was the second time better?
Yeah.
good.
All right, Jeremy, same question to you, my friend.
I'd have to say 16 and her house. It was her parents, yeah, obviously her parents' house, high school. Well, parents aren't home, you know.
Were they out of town or just
she's
not
nice
there?
Girl.
Not home from work yet.
Over.
You know, there was
oh,
a time,
yeah,
you know,
the afternoon
a
window.
Limit, you know?
Yeah.
You got a window and you got to hit it.
Never leave the house, parents. Never.
Yeah.
Never leave your teenagers at the house.
Yeah.
At the salami?
A lot of bad things happen there.
That's the voice of my never leave the house. I'm gonna put her in a barrel and just feed her through a tube.
God.
She's 8, mm-hmm. 9, something.
Shit's dope.
Kyle. Same question to you. Shut up.
Bofo.
16 years old, at my girlfriend's best friend's house. She was housing for her uncle. Went to a dark room.
Nice.
We did the deed.
Okay, wait. The dark lights. Room.
Right.
Yeah. Master bedroom. Explain.
No, yeah, bedroom, pitch black.
You're sure it was her and not her cousin?
Pretty sure. However, lights came on. Statues of the Virgin Mary and Jesus.
Ah, no!
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Oh, my God. Scarred for
That's
life.
Awesome.
Did you? I do.
Do
love
you have
that.
Any guilt?
Yeah.
Are you in fact a Catholic?
Yeah, I am Catholic. Yeah, it was super traumatizing. Yeah.
It's ironic.
The first
you
time
get a bone every time you get a
first virginity. Time I tried to lose my virginity, like this girl and I were breaking up, and we're gonna just do it. It's our, you know, we're gonna break up and have sex and cool. We're gonna be friends after, but not really ever talk to each other. And to put each other in the mood, I put on some good music. Unfortunately, to a girl growing up in the boot heel of Missouri, Jesus Christ Superstar was not the seductive music.
That's what you put on? I don't think that happens.
Yeah.
I don't think any girl goes for that.
For me, it was the edgiest, coolest music I could think of.
You don't remember!
Because I was a stupid Catholic schoolboy. Yeah.
What's that buzz? Tell me what's happening. Yeah.
All right, shut up. Moving on. So I'm just sharing a little Catholic pain there.
Yeah,
Bill.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Totally.
And I did not lose my virginity that night. But in all the fucking effort, it did not happen.
Jesus died for your sins.
You were one of them, sweetie.
I was 13.
Whoa.
Oh, can I guess?
Whoa, early bloomer.
Yeah, you can guess.
Sister mom?
This is going to be tough. All right.
You're good
13,
at everything.
I'm going to guess. Sherry Quick.
No.
No.
Well, don't use names.
Don't use last names. Yeah. Don't use last names.
I feel bad now.
Damn well,
it,
at least
he
said no.
She ain't listening.
I won't believe it because she said
that's true.
Said no.
I was 13.
That's a pretty rock and roll name, though.
We were on spring break in eighth grade.
Wow.
Nice. Everyone used to hang out over at my house or whatever. And these two girls came over, and my buddy, who I won't name, took another girl, and they were just hanging out, like, playing Nintendo or something. And that other girl and I were like, what's this all about? And it just happened.
Well, hey.
Was it everything you hoped for?
It was just intense. Like, it just happened, and I was like, I don't know what's happening.
I'm never going to speak to you again.
Yeah, 13, I can imagine.
Sure, class didn't give me an instruction manual, you know what I mean?
There's a 13-year-old out there somewhere going, no, I don't know, my dude.
Yeah.
Can I have a follow-up? How long after that was your second time?
2 weeks.
Yeah, boy! Oh,
found a new toy. Let's play with it all the time.
Josh.
All right, Josh, downstairs. I'm sure you were chaste until you met your current girlfriend, right?
Yes, sir.
No, give us the real answer.
No,
or you can take the zero.
For the whole quiz.
I was sophomore in high school, so 16. And just, you know, walked home after school and just, you know, parents weren't home.
And stuck it in.
You know, and it was actually her second time, my first.
Ah.
So she was a little more experienced. And
two times, and that's experience.
Did you know the fella who did it the first time?
Yeah, we almost got in a fight.
Yeah. Before or after?
After. Because he found out. And so it was, and then I chose Newfound Glory's Sticks and Stones album to, you know, set the mood. So.
Nice. That's a good pick,
romantic.
Too. Better pick. Better pick than mine.
It was a little
you
awkward.
You got laid.
It was a little awkward. Being a drummer, you know, you go to the beat during sex, so it's like, Newfound Glory is pretty fast, so it was over pretty quickly, but.
Not as fast as Slayer, though.
That's true.
That's true. Oh, shit.
Slayer turns chicks on, too.
Nick, I'm going to, I think, yeah, I'm going to toss it over to you.
You want some rapid fire?
Oh, wait. One last quick question. To the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100, how many partners have you had?
Ooh, good question, Rory.
So are you rounding up or down?
Nearest.
Nearest.
Your choice.
Fitzy, I believe, Fitzy's is putting... He's making the shape for the championship belt around his waist here.
Just nearest 5?
5, 10, 50, 100.
5.
10.
10. 4.
So 5.
What's up,
Bob?
You idiot.
50?
You ready for this?
30 plus.
And how
well,
old
he started
you?
At 13, so.
26?
And what started at 13? Yeah, yeah.
13 years of fucking? Pace. That sounds about right.
Oh, that's actually not bad.
Oh, I'm a whore.
That
dude.
Is herpes, guys.
For that long, that's about right. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Josh?
20.
Excellent. And yeah, less time than Fitzy here.
Yeah.
Now, have you guys always known each other? Real quick, follow up to all of this. You know each other from, like, high school and shit?
It's complicated. Growing up? I knew Kyle before Kyle knew these guys, and then we all kind of met Josh.
Okay.
That's the short.
Are you all from Reno?
Yep.
Okay.
So Sparks, baby.
Me and
Sparks
Jeremy.
And Reno core? Cool.
Me and Jeremy go back to, like, second grade, and then I hit him with a hose. And
sexually.
We stopped talking to each other until
for a while.
It's not almost sexually. High school. So, oh, no, it was pretty
Zombo.
Good.
All right, Nick's going to hit you with some rapid fire questions.
All right, I'm just
going to
point around the room, and then I will say Josh
go.
After. Okay, ready? Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Beatles.
Elvis.
Beatles.
Josh.
Elvis.
Yeah.
All right, Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
All right, all the way around on that one. Okay, let's go with Joan Jett. Or Debbie Harry?
Joan Jett.
Debbie Harry.
Joan Jett.
Joan Jett.
Joan Jett.
All right. Well, but Joan Jett is...
The fuck is
all right.
Debbie Harry?
Oh! All right, fine.
That was him.
That was him.
That was Ethan.
Yeah.
All right, we're going with...
I think I have to take points off for that.
We're going with... all right, here's your thing. Miley Cyrus or Taylor Swift?
Taylor
go.
Swift.
Oh.
Taylor
Swift. T-Swift.
T-Swift.
So much more complicated. In what circumstance?
Right, musically or sexually?
That's
what are we talking about?
That's right.
Rapid fire. Go.
Musically, Taylor Swift. Sexually, Miley Cyrus.
Ooh, drummer, Josh.
I love you, Horns.
I hate them both, but I hate Miley more, so I go T-Swift.
So easy.
Let's go with AIDS or herpes.
Herpes?
Yeah, that should be easy.
Is that a question?
Wait, no, AIDS or herpes. Screwed it up.
It's, I know. AIDS or cancer.
AIDS or
sorry.
Oh. I don't know.
Are you thinking of Miley Cyrus?
Turned, like,
is it like to have
nauseous.
Or like what? You know, like what?
AIDS or cancer? Go.
Cancer.
AIDS.
Cancer.
Cancer.
Josh.
Cancer for sure.
Blind or deaf?
Can I have both?
All right.
Blind or deaf?
Blind.
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 Deaf.
Blind.
Peanut butter or chocolate?
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Fitzy is at a moral dilemma here.
Always, every time. Fitzy.
So he's like, Miley Cyrus, Taylor Swift, I don't know.
Peanut
butter, chocolate, it's hard.
Relatively speaking, PB&J is way better. But if I just want to have peanut butter or chocolate, I pick chocolate.
Okay, Josh.
What happened to
you
rapid
missed the
fire?
Idea.
Jesus Christ.
I know, right?
Fire. Josh.
Chocolate.
All right.
I think it's time.
Can I get one?
Each band member gets one on you guys, too.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
Get... Wow. Chewbacca, you go.
I'm going to have my bag.
No.
All right, ready?
Wait, who said that?
Got one.
Who said that? Kyle?
Nope.
Kyle said that?
Kyle definitely said
that.
Minus 10 points.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Just for the suggestion.
All right, Chewbacca.
All right, Patrick Waugh or Martin Brodeur?
Brodeur.
No, Patrick Roth.
Oh, what? You fuck.
Brodeur.
Fuck
you, Brodeur.
Yeah, right. Brodeur.
Jock.
I agree. The answer is Hasek.
Hey, Chewy, Josh, how should I score those answers?
Hey, didn't Hasek retire with Detroit? Just saying.
Yeah, he did.
All right.
We're all hockey fans in here.
Do they get points or no, Chewy?
Yeah, the Brodeur guys do.
Yeah. Right. Everybody but Ethan.
Do I get plus 10 to make up for my huge deficit now?
All right, it's not question and answer. Rapid fire. Here we go. Donkey or walrus?
Walrus.
Donkey.
Rapid fire.
This is the one I'm going to get stuck on?
Yeah. Donkey or walrus?
Oh, man, I'm going to go with the donkey.
Donk-all-rus.
Walrus.
All right, Josh?
Donkey.
Walkie. Chewbacca, how do you score them?
I love the walrus today.
Right? Okay, right. Everybody who scored walrus, you won.
You get an extra point.
All right. And now,
would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Ooh, go.
Oh. Ethan.
Have red hair? Probably be gay. I mean,
faggot. Gingers have no soul.
Ginger, yep.
Soulless bastard.
Gay. Josh?
Red hair.
All right. Bunch of homophobes and faggots.
Let's go with, let's just wrap it up. Maybe a couple more. Let's do a punk rock one.
Puke or diarrhea.
There you go. That's punk rock.
Diarrhea. I hate throwing.
Puke.
Diarrhea.
Puke and rally.
Josh?
Yeah, definitely the puke and rally.
Beat up or arrested?
Oh, good one.
Arrested.
Arrested.
Beat up.
Beat up.
Arrested.
All right.
Most of you guys like the overnight
Coke or Pepsi.
Body search, huh?
Pepsi, hands down.
What? I'm sorry.
Coke or Pepsi?
Oh, Coke.
Pepsi.
Coke.
Pepsi.
Josh. All right.
Kyle,
split on,
what?
They're split on the colas. Rory?
Ginger?
His only answer is RC.
Yep. Yes.
He loves the RC cola. All right. Last question. If you can live in a world with either the Beatles or Star Wars, but you couldn't have them both, which one would you pick? Go.
Beatles.
I'd have to say Beatles, too.
Oh, fuck that. Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Josh?
Star Wars. Star Wars won this week!
Star Wars win!
Yay, Star Wars! The Beatles always win.
More
That's
nerd
the first
than
time that. Star Wars won. Episode 7's coming up. What?
Yes. Fuck the Dark Force
See
in
the butt.
December.
Oh. How'd they score, Rory?
Oh, wait. I got carried away
what a
there.
Faggot.
Well, yeah, but everybody knows that. I'm the flaming straight man. Come see me at the next sideshow. Let's see. Look at these scores. You know, I'm going to say there's a lot of good answers. It's all across the board. It was a tight race, but coming out on bottom is going to be a Jeremy here. Jeremy.
Oh, yes.
Kind of
bitch.
The blandest answers
Ten
out of
point.
All of them.
10-point deficit. I still came out on top.
Damn.
Not by much. You and Ethan there actually are the next two places.
Nice.
With
at least we beat Jeremy.
47.5 and 30 points respectively.
Face!
But Fitzy, some mighty, mighty impressive scores and answers that... 30 goes straight into your score, and but I'm gonna have to give it to Josh.
That's fine.
I'm
Josh!
Gonna have to give the win to
Josh.
Josh
out in the room
with 97 points.
Finally, not good at everything. Just for
amazing
remember,
what they can do with technology these days. I didn't even
recorded.
Know that the drum machines could speak to you.
Right?
Well, he's a robot, so he gets all the answers right.
Right. Every time.
All right. Let's have another song.
All right.
Now that you've been done entertaining us, entertain us some more.
All right, let's do it.
I was going to do science?
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. Ready?
Yes, sir.
I guess. We'll see.
Yeah!
Fuck, awesome. Yeah, you guys. Woo. So, hey, where, how can people get you on the internet?
We're on Facebook, Twitter. We barely use it. Instagram.
SoundCloud.
SoundCloud, Spotify,
Reverb
Google Play
Nation.
Music, iTunes.
Okay,
pretty much
good, good,
Amazon.
Good.
YouTube. We're on pretty much everything.
Big Jets Stole Home. All that good, good. Know
I
what
don't
saying?
Know how I haven't already run
Is
into
it
you.
The Jets Stole Home or Jets
yes,
Stole Home?
The yeah. Jets Stole Home.
Oh, the Jets Stole Home.
Have you ever seen the movie The Sandlot?
Yeah.
At the I very think. End, the one of the main characters' names, his nickname is Benny the Jet.
Oh.
And at the very end of the movie, he steals home in a big playoff game, and they
the
chant,
stole
home,
the stole home.
You guys just made me like you more.
Kept alive.
That's amazing.
Yes. Nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
I already was like, this is awesome, but I thought maybe it was some thing you guys made up, but it's
nope.
from
not
the
to be
Sandlot.
Confused.
Movie
not to
reference.
Be confused with an Elton John song. Just saying.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No,
that's
it's
a good
it's
song.
A great song.
Benny and the Jet. Yeah, but he's back.
So when we're all at the bar, it's
you're all
Benny
connected,
and
Dale and John.
You guys are totally connected, Dale and John.
That's totally cool.
I mean,
that's
I guess,
a good
yeah.
thing,
sir.
Yeah.
Sir
great,
Elton
great
John.
Sir
yeah,
Elton
don't forget.
He has a badass record company. Jimmy's Chicken Shack's on it.
Saturday night's all right for fighting. It don't matter.
Well, maybe he'll sign us since we have the Jet.
He likes all kinds
yeah,
of music.
A song
totally,
about us,
dude.
So.
Yeah. Just because he plays piano, shit, he does. He likes
metal. Doesn't make him
too.
Gay just because he plays piano.
Yeah, but don't let him push himself on you.
He
has a duck
Mercury
fucking costume.
The
remember the duck costume
piano.
With the sparkle glasses?
Yeah, and the light bulb suit. That
Jesus
was rad.
Christ.
Elton John is a pushy gay.
Yeah, yeah. But
you got what are your shows coming up? What's the next shows you got coming up?
It's August 12th with Killswitch Engage at the Knitting Factory.
Yep, yep. As we talked about, yeah.
We next. Do have pre-sale tickets as well.
Yes. $23.50.
The low,
wow.
low price of. The low, low price
the low, low
of.
Price.
How much
low
is the
price,
regular price?
$23.50.
I actually got to be 25.
I think it's yeah, at the door it's more expensive.
Yeah.
But
yeah, okay.
Pre-sales are the same. No
get the pre-sale tickets, folks.
We do have a cab driver who will deliver to you.
Yep.
Nice.
All day.
Ethan is a cab driver.
All day. Also, if you need a ride, hit me up.
Yeah. Which, you want to plug your cab company?
No, I mean, it's just Whittlesey, so.
Okay. Whittlesey, ask for Ethan.
3-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2
da, da.
He goes through.
Totally.
9-1-1-1-1-1-1-1.
The Reverend Rory had to bail. He's going to go do some open mics. So I'm going to finish out the show here with with the Jet Stall Home. And Rick, do you have anything coming up this weekend?
I think I'm going out of town. No, I'm doing something fun. Like I've been doing so much fun stuff. I went to the lake with Felix and Jessica last week.
Isn't it rad living in Reno, Rick?
I love Reno. I went to Pyramid. Pyramid is so beautiful right now, you guys, and you can swim in it now.
But you were
Tahoe.
Closer to Pyramid when you were in Sparks.
Yeah, now that I'm farther away, I miss it, and I need to go out there. Yeah. And the fucking landscape's all green.
Do you go to Sparks
really awesome.
A lot now?
I do. I've been going to like my old Rayleigh's by my house just so I can be there and cry. Remember the old Rayleigh's? I remember the old Rayleigh's.
It's really only a couple minutes away if you get on the cairn at the right time of day.
It's not far at all. Yeah. So that's cool. I love stuff.
Stay in touch with your roots. Don't ever just give up on Sparks like I did.
Right?
Absolutely fucking give up on Sparks.
Sparks
is the best.
Sparks is incorrect.
There's a distinct difference between people who are from Sparks and people who are from Reno.
Sparks is like the Titanic if it was a shitty little boat.
Yes.
That is the best analogy ever.
Chewbacca, do you have anything coming up?
No, but if you ever want to see what a grown man looks like jumping off a horse and tackling a cow and beating the shit out of it and tying its feet up, go to the rodeo next week. It's fucking going to be cool.
Are you doing that
next Super Bowl?
I'll probably go to the rodeo, sure.
Rodeo around? Reno rodeo?
Yeah.
Coming on up. Go see the Jets still home. You guys are going to close this out with another song, if you don't mind.
Sure, we can do that.
All right, so I'm going to sign off. I don't really have anything coming up this weekend that I can remember. Please check out Nowhere Nevada because we're having a big red carpet release to the world. We're going to have DVDs and soundtracks for the Nowhere Nevada movie, Mary Anarchy production, Dogwater Dicks all over
out.
It.
To check that out, is it NowhereNevada.com?
NowhereNevada.com, Nowhere Nevada on Facebook. To keep up with us, and please show up to that. We got 20 plus bands on the soundtrack and 40 plus bands on the movie. So,
home means Nevada, NEVADA.
Yeah,
NEVADA.
Please listen to that and support that. And for the Reverend Rory Dabb, for Dogwater Dick, Chewbacca, Mofa Jojo. For the Jet Stole Home, I'm Nick Ramirez saying goodnight, and Rory loves you. Good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of all that.
Frightened and bewildered as he obviously is, the more he is hurt, the more he will struggle.
Dogwater Studios.
Don't worry, we'll take care of it, man.
Sweet.